It's becoming a familiar scene. The three countries have expedited a closening of relations since their leaders met at the intimate setting of Camp David in August. In this most recent meeting, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Japan's Foreign Minister Yoko Kamikawa, and her South Korean counterpart Park Jin reaffirmed their already solid opposition to any change in the status quo by unilateral force. A blanket statement the three countries, as well as the G7, uses to refer to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and to warn China against any military action near Taiwan. The three also agreed to boost information sharing and monitor developments in respect to North Korea's ongoing missile development. They're also stepping up cooperation on ensuring stable supplies of semiconductors and batteries to de-risk economic dependence on China. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.